Welcome back to the Charlie Tuna Show, presented by Ameren Missouri on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
She does have a sexy voice, that lady. Wonder what her name is. Don't bring her around me, but I'm spoken for. You're spoken for, Tom.
Yes, we are.
Moses spoken for.
Yes, I am.
I'm available. Joe, anytime.
Joe, I'm available.
We can look vicariously through
you. Charlie,
if she's over 21, age is just a number.
Speaking she's 21 in the
new. I'm over 21. You know how old my wife was when I married her?
17.
17.
Whoa.
That was a guess. That was like a guess.
You know, she said, speaking of spoken for.
Yeah. Tom.
At my freaking diggy. You know, at the wedding reception, how the groom throws the garter from the bride. When I threw the garter, my youngest brother caught it. Mm-hmm. But my mother, once again, Mother Moses, she stepped in. She said, "Boy, you know you still married to your wife. You weren't supposed to be out there. Give that garter back."
he was married at the time?
Yeah, he was separated from his wife. They were separate for years.
Oh, he was separated.
But my mom was like, wrong with that? My mom was like, "You got to throw that again."
He wanted to get back in the game.
Hey, folks, this portion of the show is brought to you. That's right, portions. By Del Mar Gardens, they began a tradition, folks, since 1965, of love, care, and understand. The Del Mar Gardens philosophy for over 50 years. Also, too, folks, if you're looking for a great deal on a BMW, whether it's new, pre-owned, or certified, see Arson Guyton. He's a friend of mine. I used to work with Arson. He was a general sales manager for 26 years with BMW. Now he's at Plaza. Go see him. Or call him up first, 314-918-3907. The ultimate driving machine, a BMW. All right, fellas, I'm leaving early tonight. Joe, looks like Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant are talking and friends again.
Yeah, I saw that on the Era 21 last night on TNT.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Perkins said after Westbrook broke the triple-double record, KD sent him a text congratulating him, basically, and they're on talking terms now.
That's good.
It kind of makes the NBA a little bit boring now. It was more fun talking about them, seeing them go at it.
You like drama, don't you, Joe?
Sometimes. In the NBA, you need it, especially in the regular season.
Oh, there's going to be drama anyway. If everybody says that it does, it happens every year. First two games of San Antonio, they too old. They can't play. I keep telling you, I say it every year, and every year I'm right. Veteran teams win championship. Now, you can be young, though, and be a veteran team. Mm-hmm. Golden State's young, but guess what?
They got a lot of veterans. Oh, yeah.
A lot of veterans. Veteran teams win championship. Young teams don't win championship.
What about old veteran teams?
They win championships. Mm-hmm. They've all go to the history in the past 20 years. Look at old veteran teams that win championships. Look at Boston. Go back way back. Boston, L.A., Chicago. Look at all the teams that won championships. Old veteran teams win championships. It's just the way it is. Young dudes don't win championships. They can't rebound. They can't grab. They don't know the plays. Now, this year, Cleveland may seem young, but who's their best star?
LeBron James.
Is he considered old?
I don't know if he's a veteran. Is he old?
He considered 31? Old? Yeah. He's 30. Yeah. When you're over 30 or close to old, you considered old.
But not when you're LeBron James.
But the point I'm getting at,
he's a veteran player. Been around for a while. How many finals is this for him? Seven in a row?
We hasn't gotten it yet, but this will be
seven straight. That's amazing.
Been to six.
It's a foregone conclusion saying Charlie, he will
and
be.
And two Olympics. That's crazy.
Right. So now, can Washington beat Boston? Yes or no?
I believe they can.
I don't know. You never know who's going to show up for the Wizards. You know John Wall's going to be there to show up.
Yeah.
But you never know if Bradley Beal's going to show up, Otto Porter.
He can't play defense.
You don't know if the Wizards can't play defense at all, but
period.
Neither can the Cavs. So that's what makes it a little bit interesting if they meet in the Eastern Conference Finals.
But the one key to Golden State has is Draymond Green, the best defensive player probably this year. But LeBron plays defense.
Yeah,
but
Golden State also has Kevin Durant. You can't underestimate Kevin Durant's defense. He is 7 feet and long, so he can guard anybody.
Man. He doesn't play defense, but he don't have to because he's long.
But when the finals, he'll show up and play some defense.
Can you imagine that finals this year with Kevin Durant? It may be one of the best in a long time.
And who do you think is going to win? See, we've already discussed this. It's already a foregone conclusion that everybody thinks it's going to be the Cavs and Golden State again.
It is.
The way it's been the last two seasons.
And that's what I wanted to bring that up with you, Tom. A lot of hockey players are saying that the NHL playoffs are better than the NBA playoffs.
That was one of my questions.
I totally disagree.
That was one of my questions.
Have you watched any of those games? Those
Golden State versus Utah?
No. Or which the hockey playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Hockey playoffs are entertaining.
When they go into overtime, double overtime, and it's sudden death. It's not, you know, you're going to play 10 more minutes. You're going to play 5 more minutes. And it could be tied again. You can play, you know, another 5 minutes. And somebody scores 10 points. And somebody scores 10 points. It's tied again. This is sudden death. It's high drama. You know what's puckering up back there. And you don't, you know, it's one and, I mean, you say one and done some of these, you know, basketball play. When you're game 7, like it's going to be tomorrow night with Pittsburgh and Washington. Oh, man. That's going to be some game. Defending Stanley Cup champions against the President's Trophy.
What sport has the best playoff?
That one right there.
You think it's hockey? A lot of people do. What do you think, Moses?
Well,
or is it baseball?
I think that football has the best
playoff. Yeah, I was going to say, it has to be the NFL.
Me too.
It's do or die. It's one game.
As much as I despise and hate their ass,
that overtime
kick, I got to give it to them.
Why do you hate football?
Because we don't have a team anymore.
Oh,
yeah. I love it. And you know what?
It's personal with me. But anyway, they have the best playoff. Because wild card weekend, to me, to kick off the playoffs, it's just, man.
And since they fixed that overtime, it's better.
But Tom is talking about something totally different.
Yeah.
You're talking about when we got 5 seconds left.
Oh.
Or we got
– yeah.
You know, that's what you're talking about. I'm not talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about who can win that game. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. And you got that's it. One goal. You get one chance. You go into that fourth period, that fifth period. Sometimes they go into triple overtime. I've been in a triple overtime. It's just crazy. Well, think you're tense up in the stands. Those poor players down there.
Football used to have sudden death. They don't have it anymore.
Nope. And that's good for football because that was just based on
unfair
who
flip,
won a coin flip.
Right.
You know?
And get close enough. Now that's people can kick a field goal at halfway point.
You got to think about it now.
What about in the NBA in overtime or football? The NBA in overtime, you still get about 10 to 15 minutes for that period.
Yep.
So
there's nothing better than a game 7 in the NBA finals.
But here's something.
There's nothing better.
This is the way the NBA and football are different than hockey. If you score, so you go into overtime. And you score the first team that scores a basket in basketball or football or a touchdown don't mean nothing.
Right.
But in hockey, the first team scores, it's over.
Yeah. And that's because of the lack of, you know, offense in those in the games. When, you know, it's a goal, it's 1 point. It's not, you know, 100 points or 50 points in a football game. It's just one goal can win the whole thing. 1-0.
There's an interview on there, if you can find it, Joe. Stephen A. Smith is talking about Ray Allen and a group of people. I want to hear that and let people hear that because if you saw last night, they had Perkins and all those guys sitting up.
Glenn Baby Davis, Paul Pierce, Rajon Rondo.
They said, well, Rondo's going to side if we let him hang out with us anymore.
I thought that was so petty.
Oh, it was very petty.
So petty. They won a championship 10 years ago, and they only won one championship. It's not like they were a dynasty.
They did mention his new restaurant.
That was
10 years ago already.
10 years ago already, yeah.
That's crazy. That's been that. How old's Ray Allen now?
He's 40. The team's been still trying to get him to play.
When he played for the Bucks, that would seem like it was back in the Reagan administration.
He got Game Allen.
He could still play in the NBA.
Oh, he could shoot.
Just like when Dennis Rodman retired up until 4 years ago, Dennis Rodman could still play.
He probably could.
Do you know the thing
about
Ray
Allen?
Too?
You know that.
Interesting. Ray Allen negotiated his own contract.
Well,
really? Shuttlesworth?
Which is dumb. A lot of players.
You have an agent,
you can
get more money.
This is like what happened. That's what hurt Howard of Philadelphia Phillies. He negotiated his own contract with his parents. His mother did. I learned in life from every agent. You never negotiate your own.
Lonzo Ball even got a name.
You never do that.
How did she become? I mean, don't you have to go
his
through
mom.
Parameters, become an agent in Major League Baseball? You have to be an agent.
But you can do that.
I mean,
I know. Whatever. So, his mom, and then they had some discrepancies down the road. He was cut yesterday by his minor league team, too.
Wow.
He was only hitting 171, I believe. He made a lot of money.
He had a good run.
It's a sad finish.
He made a lot of money, but... Let's hear what Stephen A. Smith says about Ray Allen.
Being a bit too sensitive, but they have every right to be that way. every right. And it's very, very simple as to why that is. Paul Pierce said it best. Because Ray Allen left and never even had a conversation with them. He played with them for years. And Ray Allen is class personified in most people's eyes. You talk to the man, you sit down, you rap with him the whole bit. He's as classy as they get. He and Rondo have personal issues with one another that's none of anybody's business. And I'll never discuss that. But that's off the court stuff more so than it's on the court stuff, which is why you saw Rondo conspicuously silent yesterday. With Paul Pierce, Kendrick Perkins, and KG, that's strictly about basketball and Ray Allen electing to leave and not even having a conversation with them. Now, with Kendrick Perkins and Paul Pierce, I think their situation is a bit different than KG's. Because with Paul Pierce and Kendrick Perkins, I truly believe that if Ray Allen had gone up to them man-to-man, face-to-face, and had a...
Right there, that cut off real quick. That's okay. That was Stephen A. That's a love, Stephen A. Smith, most of the time.
I disagree with them, though, because
Go ahead.
At one point, the Celtics, the year before Ray Allen left, they were trying to trade him during the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want Ray Allen. And Doc Rivers was playing Avery Bradley more. They were slowly waning Ray Allen out the door. So I don't think they should be upset about that at all. And
but
it was
they all went to Miami together,
ago.
Though.
Yeah, but Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, they also went to Brooklyn together for a year to try to get a ring with Darren Williams.
Ray Allen left him and joined
Miami.
Yep.
After they lost to him in the playoffs.
And he got a ring.
And they were up 3-2.
Didn't he get a ring down there?
He got a ring, yes. Exactly.
Did he get one ring or two rings?
I think it's just one.
He got one because they lost that first year to the Spurs. Yeah. And then the second year, he hit that amazing shot.
Yep. Yeah, that shot in the corner. Well, all his shots were in the corner.
Corner
pocket anyway.
Hard shot.
Folks, we're going to take another quick timeout. This portion brought to you, of course, by the Dean Team of Kirkwood for a fantastic pre-owned luxury car from a Beetle to a Bentley. See the Dean Team of Kirkwood. We'll be right back. She won't come for me, just like her.